Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, sometimes getting public records feels, well, less about what you ask for and more like a confusing game of figuring out who even holds the keys. Ever felt that? Like the document is right there, but the person holding it says, nope, not my job.
Oh, absolutely. It's a common frustration.
That exact scenario is what we're digging into today. We're doing a deep dive into Florida's Public Records Act, specifically focusing on who legally counts as a custodian.
And we're using a key case, Mintus v. City of West Palm Beach from 1998, to illustrate this. It's a perfect example.
Right. It really highlights how, in this legal world, just having the document doesn't mean you're the one responsible for giving it out. Possession isn't custody, basically.
Not even close, legally speaking.
Okay, let's set the scene. We have our requester, Officer Mintus. It's October 1996. He wants a very specific document, another officer's personal history questionnaire, Officer Arlotta's specifically.
Mm-hmm. And this document was part of a background investigation file. Now, there was someone officially designated to look after these files, a Sergeant Serbone. He was the, let's call him, the designated custodian.
But here's the crux, right? Mintus didn't ask Sergeant Serbone?
Nope. He saw Lieutenant Kirkman with the document. Kirkman, the temporary holder, was just reviewing it for a totally separate internal affairs thing. Just, you know, borrowing it briefly for his own task.
And Mintus just asked him for it, orally.
Right then and there. And when Kirkman didn't provide it, Mintus believed his public records rights were being denied.
So he took legal action. He filed something called a writ of mandamus. That sounds pretty serious. Can you break that down? What is that exactly?
Sure. A writ of mandamus is basically a court order telling a government official, you must do this specific duty. It's used when someone believes an agency isn't performing a legally required function.
Like releasing a public record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mintus was asking the court to force the city to hand over the questionnaire, arguing the law required it. It's the legal tool you use to compel action.
Okay, makes sense. But the city fought back, didn't they? And their whole argument was about who Mintus asked.
Precisely. They didn't argue the document wasn't public, at least not initially. They just said Mintus asked the wrong guy. They argued Kirkman, the temporary holder, wasn't the custodian under Chapter 119, even though he physically had the paper at that moment.
Wow. So that distinction, temporary possession versus legal custody, that was everything.
It was the whole case. And it shows how careful you need to be when making a request. You have to aim it right.
So the legal basis for the city's argument and the court's decision was Section 119.071A of the Florida statutes.
Right. That part says, and it's crucial, every person who has custody of a public record shall permit the record to be inspected.
And the court looked at L.T. Kirkman and said, he doesn't fit that definition. He doesn't have custody.
Correct. Even though he had physical possession, the court drew a very sharp line.
From the outside, that feels a bureaucratic, doesn't it? If the employee has the record, why can't they just hand it over?
I get that frustration. But the court's view and the law's structure is about responsibility and control, not just convenience. Think about it. You need someone who is actually in charge of the record, who knows its status, potential exemptions, not just someone using it temporarily.
Okay, so temporary use doesn't equal responsibility.
Right. If just anyone who touched a file became the custodian, it could lead to chaos. Records might be released improperly or confidential information leaked. The system needs designated points of control.
So that brings us to the million-dollar question. What is custody then in this strict legal sense? How did the court define it?
Yeah, this is the core of it. The statute itself doesn't explicitly define custodian, so the court had to piece it together from case law. They came up with a sort of two-part test.
Okay, part one.
Part one is about authority. A custodian is someone who has the actual power to release or communicate the record. They cited a Florida case, Williams, for that principle. It's about having the green light, essentially.
The power to say yes or no.
Exactly. And the second part is about responsibility and control. They looked at some other cases, including from outside Florida, to flesh this out.
Why outside Florida?
Sometimes courts look to other jurisdictions if their own state's law isn't fully detailed on a point, especially for common legal concepts like custody. They wanted a robust definition.
Okay, so what's the second part?
The second part says you need to have supervision and control over the document, or you need to have the legal responsibility for its care, keeping, or guardianship. It has to be part of your job description, basically, not just something you borrowed for an hour.
So it's not just holding it. It's being the designated guardian, the one accountable for it.
That's a great way to put it, accountable. And the evidence showed Kirkman had none of that. no power to release, no supervisory role over that file, no legal duty to safeguard it long term.
His possession was purely incidental to his other duty in the Internal Affairs Review.
Correct. So he didn't meet the definition, and the obligation in 119.07 didn't trigger for him.
I see the logic, but why is this link between custody and responsibility so legally vital? What's the deeper reason the court emphasized this?
Well, the court did something quite clever here. They connected that inspection part, 119.071A, to another section, 119.072A, which deals with exemptions and redactions.
Redactions, like blacking out sensitive info.
Exactly. Section 2A says that the person who has custody is the one responsible for identifying any legally exempt information in a record and removing or redacting it before releasing the public parts.
Okay, I think I see it now. If Kirkman, the temporary holder, isn't the custodian, he also isn't the one equipped or authorized to decide what needs redacting.
Precisely. The court reasoned that only someone with the proper authority, responsibility, and likely the institutional knowledge, the actual custodian, could be expected to correctly apply exemptions and perform redaction.
You wouldn't want just anyone making those calls.
Definitely not. Imagine Kirkman trying to redact that questionnaire. He might black out too much, denying Mintus public information. Or worse, he might miss something confidential, releasing protected data improperly. That could violate other laws or privacy rights.
So the duty to release and the duty to redact are bundled together, and they rest with the actual custodian.
That's the court's logic. It ties custody to the practical ability and legal authority to manage the record properly, including handling sensitive parts.
And the court also made a point about good faith, right? They didn't think the city was deliberately trying to hide the record by giving it to Kirkman.
Correct. They explicitly noted no evidence suggested this was a trick or an attempt to dodge the Public Records Act. It seemed like a genuine case of Mintus just asking the wrong person procedurally.
Now, Mintus's lawyers had cited another case, Poles v. City of Port St. Lucie. Why did the court say that was misplaced?
Yeah, that's an important distinction. The Poles case established that you don't have to serve your request only on the single officially designated custodian, like Sergeant Serban here.
So Mintus was right that he didn't necessarily have to find Serban.
He was right about that part. Paul said the request could potentially go to someone else within the agency.
Right.
But, and this is the key, Paul's didn't say you could ask just anyone holding the paper. The person you ask still has to meet that legal definition of having actual custody, the power to release, the supervision, the legal responsibility we just talked about.
So you don't need the top custodian. But you need a custodian, someone with the right authority.
You got it. And L.T. Kirkman, the temporary holder, simply didn't qualify under that definition. So Poles didn't help Mintus in this specific situation.
Which led to the final decision. The appeals court agreed with the trial court and denied Mintus's writ of mandamus.
Yes, request denied. Not because the record wasn't public, but because the request wasn't aimed at a person legally empowered to fulfill it.
But there was that little phrase, without prejudice. That sounds important. What does that mean for Mintus?
Ah, yes. Without prejudice is legal speak for you lose this round, but you can try again.
So it wasn't a final slam dunk against him getting the record?
Not at all. The court was basically saying your lawsuit failed because you sued based on asking Kirkman. But this ruling doesn't prevent you from making a proper request to someone who does have custody.
Like Sergeant Serban, presumably.
Or potentially someone else who met the legal test. The door wasn't closed on the request itself. Just on the way Mintus initially pursued it through Kirkman.
Okay, so a procedural loss, but the substantive right might still be there if he asks the right person.
Exactly. He just needed to reset and aim his request correctly.
So the big takeaway here for anyone listening trying to navigate public records is, wow, you really need to figure out who the actual custodian is, not just who happens to have the file folder today.
Absolutely. It underscores how much bureaucracy and precise legal definitions matter. You need to target the person with the actual authority to act on your request. Mere possession is a red herring.
It really makes you think, though. If an employee, like Kirkman, knows a document is public, even if they aren't the official custodian, is there some kind of, I don't know, practical or maybe even moral obligation that the strict legal definition misses?
That's a fascinating question. The law draws a bright line based on authority and responsibility, likely for consistency and to avoid errors. But yeah, you can see the potential disconnect from a practical standpoint.
And for Mintus, the path forward seems almost comically simple after all this litigation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just Go ask Sergeant Serban.
Pretty much. Assuming Serban still had custody, that would have been the logical next step based on the court's ruling. Go find the person with the power.
Something for us all to think about next time we hit a bureaucratic wall. Thanks for breaking that down.
My pleasure. It's a crucial point in public access law.